at 10:30 in the morning on CITR 101.9 FM.
DJ Tom Jamal!
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m.
on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver.
Thank you. welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show, and stick around because we have a special show as always. Cool music coming your way.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Right, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, And we started the show with a really cool band, Fowls, from the CD Holy Fire. The song was Late Night. And then we listened to Mowai, a soft moon remix of Mowai of the song San Pedro. Pretty cool. From the CD Arrange Viral Lore. Yeah, we want to thanks Poster Loop Media for sponsoring the Morning After show this month. So Poster Loop is a pretty cool digital sign network around Vancouver and Victoria. And well, they dedicate to put digital posters about art, music, dance, theater, film, comedy. So a lot of culture, a lot of arts and culture. So they're pretty cool. Pretty cool company. And you can see them in a lot of places. They also are in Ottawa as well. So they are in coffee shops, record stores, a couple of restaurants around town. So yeah, whenever you see them, check out what they have there, because they have pretty cool event lists there. I think they have from the Cobalt, from the Princeton, the Rickshaw Theater. Yeah, a lot of cool things happening there with Poster Loop Media. The website is posterloop.com, so check them out. Okay, so now we're gonna continue with a couple of more songs. We have an interview later on, and then Dan from Two Apple Tobacco, and he has a play coming, so he's gonna be here performing a couple of songs. So pretty exciting show today. So let's continue with this band, Mouse on the Keys. They're coming to Vancouver on May 22nd at the Rickshaw Theater. Next, music from Tokyo Volume 5. We'll be right back.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
So we're back here. That what we were listening to was China. They're coming to town also for the next Music from Tokyo Volume Number 5 on May 22nd at the Rickshaw Theater. So that song is called Granville Island Market, because this orchestral indie pop band already came a couple of years ago for the Volume 3, and they fell in love with Vancouver, and Vancouver fell in love with them, so they're coming back to Vancouver on May 22nd. Before then, we also listened to another band that is coming to town that day, Kinoko Teikoku, which is a shoegaze band, pretty cool. So the song was called Eureka. And before them, Mouse on the Keys, which will be headlining the show on May 22nd from the album The Anxious Objects, we heard Forgotten Children. Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool lineup that we're going to have here. And also on the phone, we have Danny from Roche Riot there. Hey, how are you?
It's Rogues Riot.
Sorry?
Rogues Riot.
Rogues Riot. Yeah.
Good, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, these guys are going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association as part of the Indie Pop Vancouver series presented by Band Music and CITR 101.9 FM with Admiral Akiba. So yeah, pretty excited for that show.
Yeah,
I guess
we are too.
Let's start with the name. No, what does the name mean, or where did you get the name from?
Our band name?
Yes.
Well, originally we were Rogues Gallery, and unfortunately, Tim Robbins stole our band name. he plays with Tim Robbins and the Rogues Rogues Gallery band. So, yeah, we couldn't take that name.
Uh-huh.
So we just changed it to something that's a little more grittier sounding, I guess you could say, and we just changed it to Rogues Riot.
Okay. So, you guys are a fairly new band, though?
Yeah, we've only been gigging for about a year and a half, but we were together for a couple of years. Or that, just kind of getting our material together, and just it was quite a learning curve for some of the members of the band, just the style of music, and yeah, eventually we got it, and yeah, it turned out great.
Yeah, how many people are in the band?
Just the three of us: bassist, drummer, and singer guitarist.
Okay, and you who writes the songs, or what's the process?
We started out with me just writing most of the music, and then I'd propose all the songs to the bassist and the drummer, and you know, they just ended up making all that so much better. Now it's to the point where they're starting to write a little bit, some lyrics, and you know, starting to write some songs themselves, and it's working out great where I'm not just sitting at home and writing everything down and filling up practice, and everything's there for me, you know?
Cool. Yeah, so check out, these guys are playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. They're on 1143 Kingsway. And any plans for releasing a CD or EP or anything like that?
Yes, we have some recordings, but they're just mostly demo recordings. We're sort of in the midst of trying to find somebody who is familiar with our style, like with a garagey surf lo-fi style that can complement what we have. But there's no rush. We're still in the midst of getting some songs together. The first runner songs that we believe we can improve on. So we're just going to keep writing music and eventually just pick all the best songs and make an album.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and any other dates besides this Friday?
We're going to be playing in Kelowna Maison Weekend at the Rutland Festival. And then after that, we are at Lataloo's in mid-July and mid-June. And then late June, we're at the Rickshaw with our good friends, Man the Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so you have a nice summer there prepared for the band, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's no better time to gig.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you guys also have a SoundCloud. You want to give the SoundCloud for the people that want to listen to your music?
You can just search us under Rogues Riot, and all of our songs will be there, or you can check us out on our website at www.roguesriot.ca, and all of our recordings are there, and there's a few of our better songs to come soon, so they're all there for anybody to listen.
Okay, so yeah. It's roguesriot.ca, yeah. Right?
You got her.
Yeah. Cool. So let's play a couple of songs from you. No, we're gonna listen to a couple of songs, and if you like these guys, just come by on Friday at the British X. It's only $5 cover charge. And cheap beer, free pool, free parking. So, yeah, it's going to be a cool night.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Danny, for giving us a call here on 101.9 FM. And I guess I'll see you on Friday.
All right, Oswaldo, thanks for having us. And, can't wait till Friday.
Cool. So this is Lonely Demon.
Encounter the Lonely Demon. Sets the storm clouds ablazing. Shook up your mind, goes wandering. You've got that nervous twitch. He walks among us.
Recklessly, go on that slow.
The demon walks among us.
Recklessly, go on that slow.
Sides to blood red.
Recklessly, go on that slow.
You'll never see. Encounter the lonely demon. Sets the storm clouds ablazing. Shook up your mind, goes wandering. You've got that nervous twitch. Encounter the lonely demon. Sets the storm clouds ablazing. Shook up your mind, goes wandering. You've got that nervous twitch. We'll be right back.
So that's Rogues Riot. They're playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So we heard three songs from these guys: Lonely Demon, Last Writhe, and Beverly Nightingale. So yeah, it sounds pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be rocking. Performing this Friday. So I'm here with Daniel Dirksen from Otwable Tobacco, and then they have a show, theater show from Seven Tyrants called The Beggar's Opera, no?
That's right, yep. Beggar's Opera.
So we're going to be talking with him about that amazing show that they have there at the Performance Works. But before that, we're going to listen to Admiral Akiva. This is the other band that is playing this this Friday at the British Ex-Serviceman Association from Valentine Records. This is Admiral Akiva.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
I'm Lisa Thorne.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. So yeah, it was Admiral Akiba with the song Left.
That's a really catchy hook.
Yeah. And yeah, so we're here with Dan. They have this amazing opera rock, I guess, no?
Yeah, I'd call it a rock opera. A
rock opera.
Yeah.
So the performance works, and I guess you have like two weeks already?
Yeah, we've been going for 2 weeks. We've got 1 week left. We're starting our final week of performances tonight. The show is called Beggar's Opera. It's a new adaptation of the original Beggar's Opera, which was written in 1729.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really famous piece of English theater. And really a precedent for all modern musical theater in a lot of ways. The most famous adaptation of the Beggar's Opera is the Threepenny Opera, which Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill did back in the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And that one really made famous the character of Macbeth the Highwayman, or as we have come to know him, Mac the Knife,
uh-huh.
and that famous jazz song. And our adaptation, if that's the 20th century adaptation of the piece, ours is really the 21st century adaptation of
okay.
the piece. It's the first honest-to-goodness rock opera adaptation of the Beggar's Opera story. And it features an entirely new musical score that I've written and a new adaptation of the text by my co-producer, David.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I had the opportunity of watching the show, and it was really, really cool.
Sweet.
A lot of good actors and singers and live music there. So you have Phyllis playing the violin, and then Bern playing the drums, and
that's right.
You play the guitar.
Yes.
And then there's a bass player too. Or?
Yeah. We've got a really great musical ensemble for this piece, and there are a couple members from Two Apple Tobacco. Phyllis, our violinist, also plays a role in the show. She's amazing. We really feature her as much as possible. And Vern, our drummer from Two Apple Tobacco, is playing kit drums as well as melodic percussion. In this piece, which is really, really amazing as well. We have a great bass player named Eugene Burton, and he plays the upright bass as well as the electric bass. And we make a lot of good use of the upright as well in terms of that classic jazz style, but also bowing it for some what I think are really neat, creepy sounds. And then we also have cast the show with actors, singer, dancers, but also performers who were inherently multi-instrumentalists.
Uh-huh.
So we try and make a lot of use of that as well. We have some of our performers play the accordion, the saxophone, the trumpet, the acoustic bass, and we've made use of that as well in the show.
Yeah, and they all sing, no? They all sing or something?
They all sing, yeah. It's a huge cast. There are 17 performers plus the two musicians that stay upstairs all the time. And we're all singing at one point or another. So
yeah.
It can be. There's a pretty huge acoustic experience at times.
So how was the process of casting the ensemble or...?
Yeah, that's a really great question, actually. It was a very exciting process of casting. We've never had such a dynamic casting process, I think,
uh-huh.
in putting together an ensemble. We're really particular about our ensembles for our pieces. We like to cast based on very specific requirements for each role, and we really want to make sure that, in a very basic aesthetic sense, all of our performers suit the roles, but also that they have as many interesting alternate talents we can bring to the project as well.
Okay.
So we had a few people we've worked with on a number of occasions in this production, namely Tallulah Winkleman, our female star in the play. She plays the character of Polly. Was the main female role. She was our lead in our adaptation of Brecht's A Good Woman of Setsuan that we did a couple summers ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fantastic actress, really in the top echelon in the city. and we're thrilled to have her in the production. And we also have Morgan with my sister in the other lead female role, Kayla, and I also think she's one of the top actresses in the city, so we're really thrilled by that. We have a special initiative on this production with theater at UBC, and it's kind of a first ever sort of a pioneered initiative to work with the theater at UBC program in conjunction with our production. So we're really thrilled to have two UBC current theater at UBC students working on the production as well, playing roles, and Bethany and Lara, they're really fantastic as well. Some other folks that we've worked with on a few other occasions, but then also folks we just held auditions, and we had some absolutely fantastic performers walk into the room, and we were just blown away by it, and we ended up casting a bunch of them as well. So
cool. Yeah, the play has all the elements. There has some drama, comedy, some thieves and prostitutes.
Yeah, thieves and whores, yeah.
And yeah, so it's pretty cool. And the music, that must have been also a very interesting process in doing that, because you wrote all the scores and the music and everything.
Yes, right? Yes, I did. Yeah, I wrote an entirely new musical score for the piece, which has something in the neighborhood of 20 new pieces of music. And it was a really big endeavor. I've been working on it for quite a while, but extremely rewarding endeavor. I'm really excited about the product we came up to. It's also a big challenge because I think there's a lot of expectation with respect to the story. Certainly the song Mack the Knife is one of the most famous jazz standards there is. So in celebration of the original attitude of this piece, even dating back to the 1700s, I've chosen to also make certain homages and quotes to other either famous music or music that's appropriate to the piece or music that I just like. So you'll hear a little bit of that, even to some local bands as well as other, you know, classic rock giants and stuff like that. And certainly I'm a really big fan of Frank Zappa myself, so I made sure to have a couple little homages to him as well in the musical score. But at essence, all of the music is original. It's all new. And it really explores bringing many different styles into this piece. The piece has been done originally, of course, with 1700s arias and little ditties was kind of how the piece was originally scored. And then, of course, the Three Penny Opera has this very sort of German umpa-umpa meets jazz kind of style about it, but we're trying to bring in all sorts of other things as well. So we've got kind of classic jazz bass, but also classic rock, funk, folk, and all sorts of other crazy everything under the sun attempts in terms of the acoustic score.
Yeah. So you got the lines first. And then you kind of like adapt the music to the lines and make it into the songs, I guess, and the scores. Or?
Yeah, there's very much a back and forth process by which David and I put it together. But in general, he would provide me with a sort of skeleton of adapted text. And then we would decide which parts of it would be spoken, which parts of it would be sung, and whether there would be additional songs shoved in between lines or tailed onto the end of scenes, and I would approach it from there. So in terms of the lyricism, it's very much a mix of a kind of mangling of the original text to my music and brand new lyrics as well, which allowed us to, you know, insert some of our own particular comic flair in there as well.
Cool. Okay, well, let's say hi to Chapa and Vicky that are listening all the way in Playa del Carmen, Quintana
Roo. All the way, yeah, from Mexico. Hello.
They are In the beach, I guess, listening to the Morning After show.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So let's give away some tickets. No, you want to give away a couple of tickets?
Absolutely,
for,
yeah.
For the theater show. So yeah, give us a call here, 822-2487, 604-822-2487. And let's listen to a couple of tracks there that you have there.
Yeah, this first track, I sort of consider it to be, at least musically, more or less the theme of the show. You'll hear that it definitely keys into that very quintessential umpapa umpapa, and that's very much meant to be a celebration of the Brecht viol and the sort of original musical intents behind some of the adaptations of this piece, as well as some of my own musical tastes, kind of Tom Waits flair about it as well, that I enjoy, and a bit of a Muppety circus flair as well, which I also enjoy.
Cool. And so the dates are still for another week?
Yeah, that's right. We've got 8 more shows. We run from tonight through to May 5th. There's a Wednesday matinee, a Saturday matinee, and we close on the Sunday matinee, so there's no Sunday night show. So there's 8 performances left from now through till Sunday matinee. And yeah, call us in. You can get a couple tickets, and they'll be valid for any show except the closing matinee.
Okay, cool. So yeah, give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.
Now, think of our play, and put off all of your sorrow, for the wretch of today may be happy tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now think of our play, and put off all of your sorrow, for the wretch of today may be happy tomorrow. Now think of our play, and put off all of your sorrow, for the wretch of today. Oh, Polly, you might have toyed and kissed by keeping men off. You keep them on. But he so teased me, he so pleased me. What I did, you must have done.
Thank you.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. We're here with Dan Dirksen from Seven Tyrants Theater Company.
Hey, hey.
I guess that's the name?
Yeah.
Seven Tyrants.
Seven Tyrants Theater.
Theater. They have a really cool show, Beggar's Opera, playing at Performance Works at 8 o'clock, no? From now until Saturday with a couple of matinees.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We play from now through till Sunday. Last show is a matinee on Sunday, 2 p.m. We also have a matinee this Wednesday with a student matinee with very reasonably priced tickets. So if a budget is an issue for you, you can always come out tomorrow at 1 p.m. for the student price matinee. Tickets are $29 through $47, and you can get them at the door or at tickets tonight, .ca. And yeah, we run from now through Sunday. So the evening shows are at 8 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8 p.m. And then again, tomorrow, Wednesday, 1 p.m. student matinee, and Saturday, Sunday, 2 p.m. matinees.
Awesome. Yeah, so we're going to congratulate Deborah Campbell.
Oh, yeah, congratulations, Deborah, for winning the tickets.
Winning the tickets, and Max Heim also, that he requested some Mama Pulpa. So we're going to do some Mama Pulpa and then play some Furious as well, because it's Kyle's birthday. Kyle Fury's birthday.
Oh,
today.
Happy birthday.
From Mama Pulpa. So happy birthday to Kyle. He's probably going to be there at the open mic tonight at this place, Hashery. That's on 3293 West 4th Avenue, their corner of Blenheim. So, yeah, we'll be there at after 9 o'clock. With amazing musicians every time. I guess you can't be there tonight because you're at the...
No, I'd love to be there. I always love coming to the open mic. But no, I got my own performance tonight, so I will be there instead.
Cool. So let's listen to Supermercado for Max, and then we'll listen to some Furious, and then I guess I'll see if I have time for more music. So thank you, Dan, for dropping by.
For sure. Thanks so much for having me.
And yeah, check out this play, Beggar's Opera, at Performance Works. They're on Granville Island. It's really, really cool. I recommend it.
Yeah. se me acerca un tipo muy extraño, que me dijo muy amable, joven, ya nos dimos cuenta de que hay en la gabardina, lleva usted toda la tienda.
Tuesday, May 28th at Fortune Sound Club, it's the Sweatshop Union Infinite LP release party and live performance with guests Def 3, Ray Black, and Pigeonhole. To those working in banks and armed service ranks, to all the children born and raised in internment camps. Sweatshop Union are heavyweights of Northwestern hip-hop and have earned a reputation as the hardest-working collective in the region. Tickets on sale at High Life, Zulu, Dipped, Red Cat, and Beat Street. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
So that was Los Furious with Sky in Mexico, because they're going to Mexico on the 23rd. Then we're playing in Pachuca on the 23rd, on the 24th in Mexico City, for all our friends there in Mexico City that are listening to the show. Check out Los Furious playing there. And also on the 25th in Cuernavaca. So yeah, little tour from Los Furious there in Mexico. So we're reaching the end of the show. I want to put a couple of songs before we say goodbye. First one is by this guy called Grief. This is a really cool song, Forever Good Night. We'll be right back. So that was Criff. So thank you guys for listening to the Morning After show. And also we want to thanks again to Poster Loop for sponsoring the show this month. Check them out, posterloop.com there. Check out their digital posters around town. Alex here from Mantis Cabinet is ready to rock and roll with you. So we're going to leave you with Capital 6 and Plain Death. And I'll see you next week. Next week we have tickets for next music from Tokyo. So make sure to tune in.